from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, we're not even through the first hour and the extent of my Foo Fighters knowledge has ended. I don't know this song. What is this song?
How extensive is your knowledge?
I think you'll know it when it gets to the chorus, though.
Okay. Well, we were talking about this after you left on Friday. Yeah. I love Dave Grohl. I think he's wonderful. And I would go see them just to see him. That said, I have just never really gotten into them. And so I know their hits. I know, like, we talked about Everlong.
Yeah. This, you might know this. This is a big, big
song. I have never heard this song.
No?
No.
I feel like it's been in a bunch of movies and TV shows, too.
This is The Pretender. But... So,
I'll take your word for it.
I mean, yeah. They've been around for a long time and are a big band, but if you don't particularly listen to them, why would you know their songs?
Yeah,
I have that when I go to concerts sometimes, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, they play this song? I guarantee, like, if I went to Green Day, and I like Green Day as much as the next guy, I guarantee... when Green Day starts playing, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this one.
Well, they're pretty recognizable.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess I've never really gone down. Because, you know, sometimes you get on Spotify or Amazon Music or whatever you use, and you just start listening to a band.
Yes.
I've never done that with Foos. Hmm. I've only heard their hits.
Yeah, the handful of big hits.
So.
I go a little bit deeper, so. I mean, they're no Red Hot Chili Peppers or anything. But
who is?
I love that you, it's my favorite thing that you just have an arbitrary hate for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Can't stand them.
Fun fact, they don't like to be called, like if you're abbreviating them, like people call them the Chili Peppers, that pisses them off.
Of course it does.
They want to be called the Red Hots.
Okay. Okay, Anthony. Good luck rehabbing your ankle.
Oh, that's a flea thing. Come on.
Or your foot, or flea. Yeah. Put some clothes on.
No, they're not doing that.
For once.
Though they're getting a little old to be shirtless, but
he's naked half the time.
Yeah, they don't like shirts. Yeah,
or pants. Yeah. All right, local quarterback Lima Beans, Kerry Eggers is reporting, and I don't know, is Kerry independent now? Is he with? Because he used to be with the Tribune, but I don't even know
where Kerry Eggers is at anymore.
How come you don't know that?
Aren't you
a sports guy?
Yeah. Do you know that?
Well, I just asked you.
Well, shouldn't I? But
no one expects anything from
me. I'm turning that back around on you. Yeah, KerryEggers.com.
Oh, so not with the Tribune.
Doesn't appear so. Hence, Kerry Eggers.
Good, I'd leave that.
.com.
I'd leave that rag anyway.
Says right here, never miss a story from the Dean of Portland Sports.
He is the Dean of Portland Sports.
Yeah.
That guy knows a lot of stuff.
Kerry's a good dude, too.
And he's been around a long time.
But he's
is the Trib still around? Is that a thing? I don't see it on the streets anymore.
Maybe. Well, he's in a sore stuff right now with the great and curly-haired Nick Daschle.
Yeah, so Eggers says that Ben Golbranson is the likely starter for the Oregon State Beavers' first game against Idaho State.
Yeah.
And that probably gives Beaver fans...
They weren't happy about it.
Yeah,
if you read through the comments...
Well, we've seen enough of him. It's like...
Well, yeah.
He's not. Well, I want to be nice. Like, I don't know who this other kid is, Johnson, but.
So he's the kid that's the transfer from Missouri. And then they've got McCoy, who's the transfer from Idaho. So if you want to go down the road of what you got, you've got Johnson, who appears to be the report is that he's kind of an athletic guy that doesn't throw the ball real well, but was a decent sized recruit, went to Missouri and again, never really played, redshirted. And so you have that. You've got Gobranson, who's more of the steady Eddie, you know what you have, been there obviously, but we've seen it. It's not fantastic. And then McCoy's the bit of the wild card because he was the He was the Idaho quarterback.
I'm going to report that he's the quarterback.
Well, I mean, but you got to take, this is where I thought the source off was a little silly.
So what's Daschle saying?
Well, if you listen to what Edgar said, he's saying that more than likely it's going to be a Gobranson, but the others are going to play too.
Yeah.
Basically what that means is no one has a grasp on this. And if no one has a grasp on it, you start with, you know, the guy that's been there and that probably has a better command of the offense that you trust, and other people are going to get some work, and whoever grabs that job and runs with it. And then Daschle's reporting that a source close to him inside the program says that it's absolutely false and says that no decision has been made. But
well, he didn't say there was a decision.
That was my whole thing. So there's like this source off, but no one's saying.
He didn't say that. People need to pay attention to the words that journalists use. They use them for a reason.
Yes.
And what Kerry said was, likely starter is Ben Gobranson.
Yes.
That does not say that it's been decided.
No.
He just said likely.
So,
God.
You know, I'll say this. 5 weeks into this season, Gobranson will not be the quarterback. And I don't know who it's going to be, but I bet you see all three within the first, because what do they got out of the gate? What?
Idaho State.
And then San Diego State, and then Oregon.
Ooh. Oregon's supposed to be pretty good this year.
I hear that. By the time the Oregon game is over, you will have seen big hunks of all three quarterbacks. So does it really matter, in all honesty, who the hell is the starter? Let me also point out that Oregon State at one point, they benched their starting quarterback in the middle of the first game against Sacramento State, for God's sakes.
They did?
Yes. You remember that?
No.
When they lost to Sacramento State. Like that happens all the time. My first year at BYU, our starting quarterback was Paul Shoemaker? Shoemaker was his last name. I don't remember. We played UW, and middle of the second quarter, old Shoey took a CD on the bench, and we never saw him again. And it was like, hey, this other kid, you're going to go. I mean, this happens all the time. So the fact that no one has been announced means that you don't have a starting quarterback. Everything I've heard down there is no one's running away with this thing. I guess Gobranson's thrown some picks in practice, but, you know, it's practice. It's just everyone just deep breath, patience, and through the first couple weeks of the season, this will sort itself out because one guy, you hope, will take his opportunity. He'll run with this. He'll look better in a game, and they'll give him the reins, and he'll go. So
now, do they have a strong run game and offensive line like they did last year?
No.
Oh boy.
No. But Joshua Gray came back. He's probably he is the best player, and I'm actually a little surprised because Joshua Gray is a really good player, and for everyone else that left, he stuck around. So give him credit, but it's an all new team.
Do they win 5 games?
Their schedule is pretty soft, so yeah,
I think so?
I think they can be all right.
Okay,
you know, I think that it's such an unknown because we don't know anything about Trent Bray. You know, it's a new coaching staff, and most of your how do I put this? Most of your top end talent left, so we're now. You know, and not like, you know, everyone you were recruiting was Pac-12 talent. So the roster is still full. The people that were there are still.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
For the most part, better recruits than the other teams that you're playing on your schedule. So if you're Oregon State, I mean, with the exception of probably Oregon, I don't think there's anyone that you look at and say, you know, we can't physically compete with them. I mean, so you got Idaho State, San Diego State, Oregon. Oregon's going to be bad. And then you got Purdue. Purdue was bad last year. Colorado State, Nevada, UNLV, Cal, San Jose State, Air Force, Washington State, Boise State. Those are all teams that you would hope that from a physical standpoint that you don't get overwhelmed by. So then it just comes down
between being overwhelmed and winning.
Well, I, you know.
Come on, man.
You asked me, do they win 5 games?
And you say yes.
Yes. Okay. I say they win 5 games.
Well, they do. The fans down there get a little treat with Oregon and then Purdue. Those are... decent back-to-back home games.
I'm scared for the Oregon game.
In September?
I'm scared.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad... If you've got tickets, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Well, and
one of those is winnable?
Yes. And then, you know, so your home slate, Oregon, Purdue, Colorado
State.
Well, they
have Idaho State first.
Oh, well, that just...
And no one likes those games, but, you know, that's a win.
You got Idaho State, Oregon at home, Purdue at home, Colorado State at home.
UNLV.
UNLV at home. San Jose State at home.
And Washington,
State at home. So, you know.
Like I said, those 2 games, Oregon, Purdue, back-to-back, September 14th, September 21. It's not a bad little.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen some Beaver fans that are fired up and think that this is like an 11-win team, and I would be like, ooh.
What?
Yeah.
Where on earth would they get that? Maybe just schedule.
Well, exactly. It's just the idea of we're better than these teams. But I think realistically, like if I'm a Beaver fan and you told me, right now, I'll give you 8 wins.
Whoa.
I'll give you 8.
What if I give you 6? You taking it? 8's, I mean, everybody's taking 8.
I would take 7.
Okay, we're going to settle on 7.
I'll take 7.
I would take that too.
I'll take
But 7. Would you take 6?
I don't think so. I think I'll roll the dice.
All right, so you're going, what's the over-under, do we know? What's Vegas think?
I'd have to look and see.
Or the odds maker.
I'd have to look and see what Vegas has.
Why don't you take a look at that, will you?
But I look at, Idaho State should be a win. San Diego State, Colorado State, UNLV, I mean, San Jose, those should be wins. I don't care what, I understand that a lot of your top end talent left, but my God, you're still a Pac-12 roster.
All right.
Those are wins.
The other local quarterback, Lima Bean Nuggie here, is that Sam Levitt held off, Jeff Sims, the Nebraska transfer.
Yeah.
And he wins the job at Arizona State. So Sam Levitt is the kid who led Wes Lynn to the state title.
Yeah.
And then he was pissed off because Jonathan Smith never offered him at Oregon State.
Yeah.
So he was at Michigan State. Jonathan Smith goes to Michigan State, and he's like, I'm out of here. F you.
Deuces.
I can't stand you.
Well, and chances are he wasn't going to win that job anyways. That was Child's job, so.
Right.
No,
but he says he holds grudges. So watch out. I don't know if it's against Oregon State or probably more against Jonathan Smith.
Yeah.
But he's going to be the quarterback at Arizona State.
I hate to say this, but I doubt Arizona State ever sees Michigan State, so.
Well, you never know. Maybe in the college football playoff.
There you go.
I'm seeing over under 7.5 for the Beavs.
Okay.
All right, so it's right there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little higher than I thought.
Yeah. But again, schedule-wise, I mean, look, it's not everyone left Oregon State. If Bray is a competent coach, you know, just, you have a better roster than San Jose State and UNLV and Nevada and Colorado State and San Diego State and Idaho State. I mean, just those schools alone, those should all be wins. And then I think the Oregon is the only game that I look at and say that's going to get ugly is Oregon. Oregon will pound you. Other than that,
they should.
They should.
But you never know.
No, I know. Outside of that, I think all those other games are coin flip games.
One other local quarterback, Lima Bean Nugget, and we'll get to that next. We've got our stock watch coming up as well. It is 356 on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!